conflict in Gaza has seen thousands die over the years and even more injured. Amongst the injured are children. Many are also struggling with day-to-day access to clean water, causing up to 12% of children under five to die from waterborne diseases that could be prevented. There are also serious issues with access to good food, and nutrition is a serious problem. Dr. Mona El-Farah is from the Red Crescent Society in the Gaza Strip. She's here in Australia giving talks about some of the public health issues facing people every day in Gaza.
First thing is nutrition. 60% of Gaza population have food insecurity, and the nutrition affects the health of the children and women. That means increasing number of children who have iron deficiency anemia. Another issue is the issue of water. Water and sewage system, we don't have enough water, and the water is polluted as well. So increasing number of children under the age of five die every year because of the lack of proper clean water. And there is a study by the UNRWA, United Nations Refugee Agency for Refugees, that 12% of the children, the cause of death for the children under the age of five die every year because of this. 12% of the deaths amongst children under the age of five is because of the diarrhea related to waterborne disease.
How does that compare with the quality of access to good nutrition and the quality of access to water in nearby Israel?
This is not a problem at all in Israel because there is no poverty in Israel. Regarding nutrition, for example, 80% of families in the Gaza Strip depend on external aid. And that means, I said earlier, there is nutrition or food insecurity in Gaza. Gaza is a very small piece of land, and very crowded, overpopulation, and overpopulated, and there's no access outside Gaza. That's why, and besides that, Palestinian people don't have accessibility to their resources as well.
You've got a particular focus on the health of children. Can you tell us about some of the programs that you've been developing to try and help improve children's health quality and also to link health services in Gaza?
We run programs to supply schools with water purification units. This is one program we do for the children. And we do another program, we call it Let Them Play and Heal, where we do psychological support for children through entertaining activities.
What are you hoping for from your tour of Australia?
I'm hoping to educate people about what's happening in Palestine, in Gaza, under siege and Israeli occupation. I'm trying to tell people that occupation is something very bad and ugly, and I'm trying to tell people that it is the responsibility of the international community to stop the aggression against Gaza and to end the occupation.